5th, 1998, Marsden Hodgson at his home, and actually we're in his studio in North Truro, Massachusetts. Robert Brown, the interviewer. I thought we could pursue more or less a biographical sequence. You were born in December 1903 in Cambridge, Ohio. What had brought your family there? What was their background? Can you tell a bit
My
about
father
that?
Was with the Pennsylvania Railroad. Mm-hmm. And they sent him there as chief engineer. And it was kind of fortunate for the family because there were five of us, and we got an annual pass on any railroad. And so when I came out here on the Cape from Indiana, Richmond, Indiana, to study art, it didn't cost anything. I came on the railroad and got on in Richmond and came into Provincetown.
What was your father, where was he from originally?
Indiana.
Oh, he was?
Richmond, Indiana. Mm-hmm. He was a birthright Quaker.
I see.
And so I inherited that mm-hmm. background.
Mm-hmm. And he was an engineer with the railroad?
Civil engineer. Yeah.
And did that mean, did he travel a lot or was he mainly?
Yes. They sent him to Chicago. My brother, I think, was born in Chicago. And I had a sister, and she was born in Pittsburgh, I think it was. Huh. And we traveled around quite a lot.
But you did live in Cambridge, Ohio, for quite a while?
Not a long time, no.
Oh, I see. There were no particular ties to Cambridge, Ohio?
No. Huh. Richmond, Indiana.
Was the main
city. Yeah.
And what about your mother's family? What was her name and her family?
Well, Dean was her name.
Her last name.
And my grandmother was Molly Dean. Uh-huh. Marysville, California is named after her. Her father went out with the gold rush and started a mine, gold mine, and named this little town that they started after his young daughter.
Oh, really? Your grandmother?
Yeah.
Molly Dean. Did she and your father meet in Richmond, Indiana?
At Lafayette. Mm-hmm.
So she also was from there?
Yes, she was from that area. Mm-hmm. Yes, she came originally from southern Ohio. Mm-hmm. And lived down near where Ulysses S. Grant was born. Did you ever see his birthplace?
No.
Well, it's up the river a little ways from Cincinnati. And she was there. And her hands always shook.
And your mother?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother.
Molly Dean, yeah. Oh. Morgan's Raiders, it was a southern outfit.
Right.
Rounding up horses for the southern cavalry. Mm-hmm. And they came up through Ohio, crossed near Cincinnati, and they stopped at her place, and it frightened her, this little girl, so that it made her hands shake. Huh. And they shook the rest of her life. So it was quite frightening.
It was.
And
was your mother's family, were they also Quakers?
No, father's side was the Quakers.
Mm-hmm. And did your family, were you raised as a Quaker?
Well, if you know what Quakers do, your church is within you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a minister and all that. In fact, we were married by our geology prof, Dr. Hole, and he was a Quaker. We went to Earlham College.